指的是天使。
The sons of God refers to the angels.
与人类女子杂交。
They interbreed with daughters of men.
当然，这是一个很有争议的一个圣经节，你可以有不同的解释。
Of course, this is a dissentious verse. It may subject to other interpretations.
但是紧接着第五节，全人类就开始败坏了，这是一个事实。
But the fact can be found in verse 5, where we see the whole humankind was corrupted.
所以到了十二节、十三节，神说要毁灭全地。
So when it comes to verse 12 and 13, God said He will destroy all people.
另外一处是在创世纪十九章一到九节。
There's another place.
请弟兄可以把它投影出来。
Is in the book of Genesis, chapter 19.
这讲到在亚伯拉罕的时代，神灭的索多玛和俄摩拉。
This is in the times of Abraham when God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
这是全城同性恋的结果。
This is a result of homosexuality of the whole city.
神怎样来评价这件事情？
How did God comment this event?
在13章13节，索多玛人在耶和华面前罪大恶极。十三章。
In chapter 13, verse 13, God said, Now the men of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord.
罪大恶极。
They were sinning greatly against the Lord.
我们再看另外一处。
Another place.
是在利未记十八章一到三十节。
In the book of Leviticus, chapter 18,
利未记十八章一到三十节。
Chapter 18, verse 1 to 30.
这个是在摩西、约书亚的时代。
Now, this is in Moses and Joshua's time.
神灭了整个迦南全地，很多人觉得不理解，神怎么这么残忍。
God destroyed the whole Canaan. All the people lived in Canaan, and many people didn't understand, asked,Why was God so cruel to the people in Canaan?
那当神借着摩西来颁发律法的时候，神提到了这一点。
And God referred to this when through Moses he gave the law to the people.
十八章二十四跟二十五节。
Chapter 18, verse 24 to 25.
在这一切的事上，你们都不可玷污自己。因为我在你们面前所逐出的列邦，在这一切的事上玷污了自己。
Do not defile yourselves in any of these ways, because this is how the nations that I am going to drive out before you became defiled.
这一切的事情指的是什么呢？
What did God mean by saying all these things?
六到二十节讲到乱伦。
This is mentioned in from verse 6 to 20, talking about incest.
在21节，他们把自己儿女焚烧献给假神。
And in verse 21, they burned their children to sacrifice to Molech.
在22节，讲到了同性恋。
In verse 22, mentions homosexuality.
在23节，他们跟兽迎合。
In verse 23, mentions they have sexual relations with animals.
所以我们不仅要思想，为什么这么多人，他们可以犯了这么大的罪。
So not only should we think why all these people have committed such great sins.
因为没有律法制裁他们。
Because there's no laws to stop them.
所以这些犯罪，他可以正大光明。
So sin became normal and brought into the daylight.
那这个是罪大恶极，所以神要惩 神要审判全地。
These are the greatest sins, so God brought judgment onto the land.
男性之间的这个同性恋的行为，英文是 sodomy。
The sexual relationship between men and men is called sodomy in English.
那它的字根就是来自索多玛。
The root of this word came from Sodom, the city of Sodom.
那同性恋的人，以前他们只是躲在一个地方，偷偷摸摸的。
The gays used to hide in one spot and doing things in secret.
比如说同性恋酒吧。
For example, the gay pub.
但是当这个同性恋婚姻合法化之后。
However, after the gay marriage is legalized,
它就会变得非常的可怕，会蔓延。
They become horrible. The sin spreads.
那同性恋为什么会蔓延呢？
Why would the sin of homosexuality spread around?
它第一步蔓延是引诱。
Okay, the first step is luring.
我有一位同事是同性恋。
I myself have a colleague who is a gay.
那她是一个上海一个女孩子。
She is a girl from Shanghai.
当时大概只有20岁出头。
She was in her 20s.
她扮演的是这个男性的角色。
And she took on the role of a man.
她跟我说她有两个女朋友。
She told me that she had two girlfriends.
原来都是异性恋的，被她引诱成为同性恋。
The two girls used to be heterosexual, however, they were both lured by this girl into homosexual.
我就非常的吃惊，问她这怎么可能呢？
And I was shocked, asking her, how can this be?
她当场就给我一个测试。
And she gave me a test on the spot.
她问我两个男的亲嘴的时候，我恶不恶心？我说我很恶心。
She asked me if I felt disgusting if I saw two men kissing each other. I said yes, very much.
她问我两个女孩子亲嘴的时候，我恶不恶心？我说我可以接受，没有那么恶心。
She said, "What about the two girls then?" And I said, "It's not that bad to me."
那她就问一男一女亲嘴，我恶不恶心？我说不恶心。
And she asked if a man kissed a girl, would you feel disgusting? And I said no.
他说我是绝对的异性恋，没有办法引诱。
So he said, I'm an absolute heterosexual person, and she can't lure me.
你能明白这个测试？
Do you understand how this test works?
当他听到对方的回答的时候，他已经知道你的性取向。
From the answer that you give, she could tell your sex orientation.
后面他还有两个方法，但是我想我不在这里讲，因为这个要解释很多。
And she also have two other ways to tell further information, but I will not go through them because it's going to be too long.
如果没有解释清楚的话，可能对我们是亏损。
If I don't explain well enough, it'll bring loss to us.
但是他很容易就知道对方他的性格是什么，跟着他就可以投其所好，引诱对方。
Anyway, she has smart questions to tell your sex orientation, and then according to what you like, she will lure you and talk you into homosexuality.
她最终就把她女朋友原来是异性恋，引诱成为一个同性恋。
That's how she lured her two girlfriends and changed them into homosexuality.
那这是第一步蔓延。
So this is the first step of the spreading.
他把一个事实上是把一个双性恋引诱成为一个同性恋。
Which is she changed someone who's bisexual to a homosexual.
那么第二步的蔓延是同性恋家庭中的影响。
The second step is backgrounds or influences from the family.
当我听到这些的时候，我们需要为自己祷告。
When we're hearing this, let's pray for ourselves.
他跟我说，绝对的异性恋很少。
She told me that this absolute heterosexual are very few.
绝对的同性恋也很少。
The absolute homosexual are also rare.
中间有一大部分是双性恋。
However, majority of people are bisexual.
那为了这个，我特意在网络上搜索，的确有些统计数据是跟他讲的差不多。
When I searched on the internet, I found stats that are similar to what she told me.
那么为什么会有这么多双性恋？
So why are there so many bisexual people?
如果我们知道这个同性恋是怎样产生的
，If we know how a homosexual person is produced，
我们就知道我们这个世界是多么的一个罪恶。
Then we know how wicked our world is。
现在的同性恋，他会跟你讲同性恋是天生的，是基因突变引起的。
Nowadays, people will tell you that some people are born homosexual because of the genetic mutation.
他把这个责任推给了神。
They put the blame onto God.
神造了。
Because God created homosexual people.
但是这是不是事实呢？
Is this true?
我想首先神的创造是各从其内，这是我们对神的信心。
First of all, our faith is to believe that God's creation is each kind is after each kind.
第二点，婴孩的这个基因突变是很少见的。
Second, there are very few cases in newborn baby who display the symptom of a genetic mutation.
当这个基因突变的时候，这小孩子出生，我们是很明显的看见。
And when this happens, we can easily tell from a newborn baby.
比如说连体婴，比如说这个没有手没有脚，这是婴孩，我们是看得见的。
For example, two babies are connected to each other, or a baby was born without arms and legs. We can see with our eyes easily.
那第三点，我见过的同性恋，他从来没有说他是天生的，都是父母影响的。
Thirdly, I've never seen a homosexual person who claimed to be he was born homosexual.But it's always from the influences from the families and parents.
所以我说这个世界是个罪恶的世界，因为我们落在一个诅咒里面。
Therefore, this is what I mean by we live in a wicked world because we live under curse.
那么同性恋的真正原因是什么？
What is the real reason of a homosexuality?
这位上海的女孩子她为什么会同性恋？
Why would this girl from Shanghai become a homosexual person?
她说她很小的时候，她的妈妈抛弃了她。
She said she was abandoned by her mom when she was very little.
跟别人结婚，所以她对她的妈妈没有形象，对她非常的痛恨。
Her mom married someone else, so she had no memory about her mom. She hated her mom very much.
第二个，他的爸爸是公安。
Second, her dad worked for a public security service.
他说那个时候当公安了就是有执照的流氓。
She said at that time in China, if you work for social security office, you are virtually a licensed gangster.
他爸爸敲诈那些老百姓的时候，他就在旁边看着，也学他的样式。
His dad blackmailed and took advantage of the poor people, and then she looked at it aside and then she followed suit.
第三个，他的奶奶照顾他的时候重男轻女。
Thirdly, when her grandma looked after her, she liked the boy, not the girls.
把鱼的肉都给孙子吃，剩下的骨头丢给他吃。
And her grandma gave the good food, like the meat and fish, to grandsons, and only leave some fish bones for her.
所以她很看不起她是个女孩子的身份，这是她同性恋的原因。
So she really looked down upon the identity of being a girl. This is the root cause of her being a homosexual person.
我所熟悉的另外一个同性恋是男性，台湾导游。
There's another gay that I know is from Taiwan. He was a tour guide.
1米8多的个子，又长得很帅。
185 height and was handsome.
父母都是大学教授。
Both parents are professors in the university.
父母没有离异，文化这么高。
His parents didn't divorce and they are well educated.
家境又这么好，他为什么会同性恋？
He lived in a wealthy family. How come he became a gay?
他说他上面有个哥哥，他父母就盼望再生个女孩子。
He said he had an elder brother, so his parents were really expecting to see a girl after the brother.
结果又是一个男的，非常的失望。
However, when he was born, it's a baby boy, so the parents were very, very disappointed.
所以他从小就把他当作女孩子养，给他穿裙子，给他装扮成个女孩子。
So he was raised up like a girl. They dress him with a girl's dress.
所以他不喜欢女孩子，喜欢男孩子，这是他同性恋的原因。
So he didn't like boys. So he didn't like girls, but boys. This is the root cause of him becoming a gay.
或许还有其他的原因会造成同性恋。
There might be many, many other reasons who would.All contribute to homosexuality.
比如说这个感情受到创伤。
For example, you experienced an emotional trauma.
比如说在泰国那些贫穷的孩子，他为了他打了些激素改变他的这个性别。
Or in Thailand, people use the hormones to change the gender of a person.
但是这些或多或少都是跟他的成长背景相关联。
However, these all related to the background for this person when he grew up.
所以父母在孩子的性取向上面影响是非常非常大。
Therefore, parents play a very important role on the sex orientation of their children.
当这些同性婚姻合法化之后，就要带出一个更可怕的一个后果。
When gay marriage is legalized, this brings forward an even horrible consequence.
这些同性恋家庭，他们是可以领养孩子的，或者他们是可以试管婴儿。
Because a gay family is entitled to adopt children or have IVF or have babies from IVF.
那么这些孩子在他的家里面。很可怜，他混不清什么是男的，什么是女的。
So those little children would be very confused because they couldn't tell from man to woman.
所以进而就带出他可能是同性恋或者双性恋的倾向。
So this will make they would be more subject to become a gay or lesbian or a bisexual person.
那这个是同性恋第二步的蔓延。
So this is the second step of the spreading of homosexuality.
而且据我所知，也是我亲眼所见。
According to what I see and what I know,
在十几年以前，在上海已经有不少的中学生，他们本身不是同性恋，但是他们把这个当作一个风气去学做同性恋。
About 10 years ago, in Shanghai, some high school students,Even though they're not gays or lesbians, but they like to imitate homosexuality as if they're following a fashion.
在这个选举制度的国家
In a country that has a voting system,
当这些同性恋的人越来越多
When we have more and more gays,
当他们掌握更多选票的时候
When they have more powerful control over the votes,
这个是不可逆转的是毁灭性的。
This will be irreversible and this is also destructive.
因为这是在催逼主的审判快点来临。
Because this is forcing the law to bring forth his judgment sooner than later.
面对过去一个月新州、昆州的这个山火，我们有很多不同的感想。
We have all different thoughts about the bushfire in the last 30 days.In New South Wales.
这些山火原来都是很平常的，但是为什么这次会这么凶猛？凶猛到死的人。
Bushfires are quite common in Australia, but how come this time these bushfires are so severe, even to casualties among the people?
是因为这个极端的天气引起的？
Is this caused by the extreme weather condition?
也有姐妹觉得是不是主马上来了？
Other sisters think they were wondering, is the Lord coming back now?
还是这是一个警告？
Or is this a warning?
2015年美国同性婚姻合法化。
In 2015, America legalized gay marriage.
两年后加州就是17年加州的山火一年比一年凶猛。
Two years later, bushfires in California, which in 2017, are getting worse and worse.
2017年澳大利亚婚姻合法同性婚姻合法化。
In 2017, Australia legalized gay marriage.
同样是两年后的今天
Today, after 2 years,
新州、昆州的山火开始肆虐
The bushfire raged in New South Wales and Queensland.
为什么是两年呢？
Why 2 years?
因为两年之后这些法律通过之后这些不法的事情开始显露
Because after 2 years of passing this bill, more and more lawlessnessWill show up.
当我听说同性恋的他们的旗子是彩虹的时候，我觉得很刺耳。
When I hear that the symbol on the flag of those homosexual people is a picture of rainbow, I really felt hurt.
它有它的意思的。
They have their meaning.
但是我看见的却是。彩虹这本来是挪亚与神立约的标志。
But what I see is, rainbow was originally a symbol of a covenant between God and Noah.
当神看见这个标志的时候
When God see the rainbow,
他就纪念不再用洪水再灭这个世界。
He remembered that he would no longer bring flood to destroy the whole world.
好像同性恋这个旗子啊，向着神挥舞，你不会灭我。
As if,The homosexual people are waving this rainbow flag to God, saying, "See, you can't destroy me."
但是主再来的审判不是用洪水，而是用火。
Yet, the final judgment from God is not by the flood, but by the fire.
有形的、无形的都要被烧毁。
Any substance on the earth will be consumed in fire.
当这些山火肆虐的时候，是给我们敲响了警钟。
This bushfire is a wake-up call for us.
这些以基督教立国的国家，他背弃了神。
These Christian countries sin against God.
当神的恩典拿开一点点的时候，我们就受不了。
And if God moves His grace a little bit away from us, then we couldn't bear it.
如果我们不悔改，神的审判马上就要来。
If people don't repent, God's judgment will come soon.
所以盼望我们一同在主面前有警醒。
So I hope that we all will be watchful before God.
那么我们应该怎样去面对同性恋这个问题呢？
So how shall we deal with the issue of homosexuality?
我想我们中间很多做父母的，我们又有这个意识。
I think we as parents need to have this awareness.
我们在言语上要非常的谨慎。
We need to be cautious in words.
我们不要随便称个女孩子为女汉子。
Don't call a girl a female boy.
称男孩子，哎呀，你像个女孩子。
Don't comment on a boy saying, "Oh, you look like a girl."
我们需要跟孩子保持一个透明的、有连接的一个关系。
We need to keep a transparent bonding with our children.
有一位九岁的女孩子。
This nine-year-old girl.
她每一次带那个意大利面，就吃几口，就把其他全部倒掉。
Every time he eats, or she eats her lunch, the spaghetti, she would just have a few mouthfuls and then put the rest of them in the bin.
问她为什么，她说她没有吃完，回家妈妈会骂她。
And you ask her why she replied that if she didn't finish her meal, she would be scolded by her mom.
干脆就把它倒掉，回去妈妈还表扬。
So she would simply just dump everything in the bin and go home, and she would be praised by her mom.
如果我们不能接纳孩子的琐事，保持跟他一个透明的关系，孩子在外面滔滔灌醉。我们是不知道。
If we can't accept what our children are, and if we can't keep a clear, a transparent relationship with them, they would go on and sin secretly, and you wouldn't know.
但我们中间的年轻人
，So to the young people among us,
你们所处的这个年代是非常不容易。
The age you're in is very is not easy.
当我思想要不要讲这个话题给你们的时候，我想教会在这里提醒你们，好过你们在外面不知道而落到一个陷阱里面。
I believe it is better for the church to remind you about this issue rather than you getting information from the outside world.
聚会对你们来讲可能很无聊。
Maybe meeting together like this is quite boring to you.
我的女儿九岁了，她已经不愿意来聚会了。
My daughter is 9 years old and she's not willing to come to meet.
太无聊了。
She said it's boring.
我需要在她面前，我要敞开，我要跟她讲，爸爸妈妈也是一个罪人。
I need to be open before her and let her know that mom and dad are also sinners.
我们如果不来聚会，不备足来提醒的话，我们是不懂得做父母的。
If we don't come often to meet with God and be reminded of how to be parents, we don't know how to be parents.
在外邦的家庭之中，很多家庭被破碎。
In the Gentile families, many of them were broken.
父母可能是醉酒。
Maybe the parents are drunkard.
可能是赌博。
Or because of gambling.
可能是吸毒
or on drugs.
你见到那样的家庭的时候，要为现在的父母感恩。
When you see those type of broken families, you really give thanks for what you have now.
你要学习怎样来参与教会。
You learn to join the church in serving each other.
我巴不得你们可以在教会有一些侍奉。
I really hope that young people, you can join the services in our church.
当你学习付出的时候，对你要组建家庭有很大的帮助。
When you learn to give, it will benefit you when you have your own families in the future.
那么教会或者说基督徒在同性恋这个事情上要站在什么样的立场？
So where should church or Christians stand?In the issue of homosexuality,
我想第一个要为这个国家来祷告。
I think number one is we need to pray for our country.
要为在上执政的来祷告。
Pray for the leaders, the government of our country.
以至于我们在世上可以平安的度日。
So that we can have a peaceful life in this world.
第二个，教会是接纳罪人，但是不接受罪，这是非常清楚的。
Number two, it is very clear that the church.Accepts the sinners, but not their sin.
同性恋的人很可怜。
The gay and the lesbians, they're really pitiful.
我们如果不接纳他们，谁会来接纳他们？
If we don't accept them, who else would accept them?
如果我们当中有同性恋的，我们不要以异样的眼光来看他们。
If we have gays among us, do not look at them in a weird look.
为他们保守他们的秘密。
We keep this secret for them.
为他们代祷，传福音给他。
We pray for them and then we reach out to them with the gospel.
但是我们要记得，我们不是在包容罪。
However, we should remember that we're not to tolerate their sin.
认罪悔改是唯一一条路。
The only way out is by repentance.
包容罪却会带出一个非常严重的后果。
The tolerance of their sin will bring out a more severe consequence.
美国婚姻同性婚姻合法化之后
，After the legalization of the gay marriage in America，
有一对基督徒，他们是开这个蛋糕店的。
There's a Christian couple who runs a cake shop.
他们心中没有平安，不卖蛋糕给同性恋的。
They did not feel peaceful to sell wedding cakes to a married gay couple.
就被告上法庭，罚了$80,000。
They were sued and brought to the court. They were fined by $80,000.
当澳洲同性恋婚姻合法化之后。
And when Australia legalized the gay marriage,
这边有个球员因为在社交网页上面发表他的言论，说同性恋都应该下地狱。
A rugby player, because he issued a statement on the social media claiming that the gays will go to hell.
因为这句话，他被取消了国家队的资格。
Because of this, he was disqualified and driven out of his national team.
我的那位女同事，她今天跟我讲，她很爱她的女朋友，肯为她死。
My lesbian colleague, today she might say to me, I really love my girlfriend. I love her and I would die for her.
她明天又跟我讲她恨她女朋友恨得要死，不再管她死活了。
And tomorrow she might say to me, I hate her so much that I don't care whether she live or not.
那位男同性恋很痛苦。
And the other gay I mentioned earlier, he was suffering.
因为她的男朋友又出轨了，跟其他人发生关系。
Because his boyfriend cheated on him.
所以包容罪不是帮助他们。
So this is the result of tolerating sin. They don't help those people.
我们每一个人都被拒绝过。
Every one of us have been rejected once, more or less.
我们是不是就把对方送到法庭呢？
Does that mean that we will sue the other person and then bring them to the court?
我想一个心理正常的人是不会这样子做的。
I think if you're in your right mind, you wouldn't do that.
因着时间关系，我有跳过一点东西。
Because of time, I'll skip a few things.
那么，主的恩典。
By God's grace.
主的福音能不能拯救同性恋呢？
Will our Lord's gospel save the gays?
我们的神真的是蛮有怜悯的。
Our God is full of mercy.
当神执行他审判的时候，
When he executes his judgment,
他就把这些挪亚一家、挪得一家，
He saved Noah's family, he saved Lot's family,
妓女拉合。
He saved the prostitute Rahab's family.
还有愿意跟以色列讲和的基遍人。
And also from the land of Canaan, the Gibeonites who would like to have a peace treaty with the Israelites.
这些属于神的、要神的，神都一一的把他们拯救出来。
These people who belong to God and who are keen to be saved by God, God saved every one of them.
这实在是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
有一位女孩子，
There was a girl.
她上面有好几个姐姐。
She had quite a few sisters older than her.
那她的父母就好想要一个男孩子。
And her parents really wanted a baby boy after her.
结果又是个女孩子。
Unfortunately, they had another baby girl.
所以她就从小把她当作男孩子养。
So they raised up this little girl as a boy since young.
给她理平头，穿男孩子的衣服。
They give her short hair, the haircut with very short hair, and they dress him up with boys' clothes.
这个女孩子也很有出息，好好念书。
And this girl studied well.
长大毕业后，她当上了法官。
When she grew up, she became a judge.
当她穿上法官的衣服，她就更像一个男孩子。
When she put on the judge's clothes, she looked all the way more like a boy.
所以她从来不认为自己是一个女孩子。
So she never considered herself as a girl.
但是当有一天主的恩典临到她。
However, one day when God's grace fell upon her,
她就信主了。
She believed the Lord.
她要知道她这个样子是不讨主的喜悦。
She came to realize that her condition did not please God.
她就开始学习改变。
She started to learn to change.
她就学习留长头发。
She started to have long hair.
她的长头发其实是很短了。大概到这里。
Even when it's long, longer than before, it's still quite short.
但是对她来讲已经是很大的改变。
However, to herself, this is a big change.
她也学习化妆，化就是那个涂口红。
She started to learn to put makeup on her face.
那她涂了口红啊，是涂到那个嘴唇外面了。
Even if she would accidentally drew the lipsticks out of the boundary of her mouth.
所以看见就像个大妈一样。
And then she appeared like a weird.
但是我却觉得这位姐妹非常的美。
However, I think she is very beautiful.
那这是一位台湾的姐妹，她来到我以前的教会，她所做的见证。
This is a testimony from a sister from Taiwan who came to my former church.
所以靠着主的恩典，同性恋是可以被改变过来。
So by the Lord's grace.A homosexual person could be changed.
当日内瓦那边有同性恋游行的时候
，When in Geneva there was a gay parade,
就有一批爱主的、曾经是同性恋的弟兄姐妹也在那边做见证。
At the same time, there were a group of brothers and sisters who used to be one of them, but today are bearing testimonies for God.
他们见证靠着主的恩典，他们可以过一个异性恋的这个婚姻的生活。
They testify that by God's grace, they are now able to live a normal heterosexual marriage life.
所以盼望我们在同性恋这件事情上，我们有认识，我们有警醒。
So help through this message, we will all be aware of and be watchful for.Things about homosexuality.
我们低头一些祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主，这是一个罪恶的世界。
Lord, you know this is a wicked world.
主，我们也是落在咒诅里面。
We fell under the curse.
但是我们谢谢你，你拯救了我们。
Thank you for your great salvation.
主，我们原来是不配的人。
We were not worthy for you.
我们也不配成立家室。
We were not worthy for having a family.
但是因着你的恩典，我们今天认识你，也学习来做父母。
But because of your grace, we came to know you, and we learned to be parents.
我们求主你来帮助我们做父母的，来学习怎样来做父母。
Lord, may you help parents to know how to parent their children.
以至于我们可以把我们的孩子带到主你面前来认识你。
So that we can all bring our children before you to know you.
主，我们也把当中我们中间的年轻人，我们恭敬的交在主恩手中。
We also commit all young people among us into your precious hands.
我们求主你来拯救。
May you save them all.
以至于主你的生命进到他们里面，成为他们的供应。
So that your life will enter into their life and become the supply.
以至于他们在成立家庭，在他们以后的路上，主你可以来陪伴他们。
So that when they have families in the future, they will have you to accompany their journey.
主你也帮助我们在这个罪恶的世代，你帮助我们教会。
Lord, may you help our church.Who live in this wicked world?
要站住我们的脚跟。
To stand strong.
乃是可以为主你见，为主你来做见证。
Who can bear testimony for you?
我们求主你的宝血来洁净我们。
May your precious blood cleanse all of us.
祷告奉耶稣基督你宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.